Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It's the top of the morning to you. Yeah, it is. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I got a text early this morning from my big sister wishing me Happy St. Patty's Day, and I wish that to you today. It is free for all Friday, and your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Well, today, everybody is Irish. For some reason, it doesn't matter what size, shape, nationality, color you are. Everybody's a little Irish today. And oh, that all Americans could realize that every day we're all Americans. Our Irish immigrants were treated pretty rough when they came to this country. They worked hard. They fought their way through the unwarranted prejudices of people. There were even more than one sect of the Irish who fought one another. But today we're all proud to wear the green, and we claim a little Irish in us. I have the words to a song here that my brother Tommy actually introduced to me. He loves the Celtic music, and he introduced me to Celtic Thunder. And they sing a song called Ireland's Call. And as I read this, the lyrics to this song, Americans seem to be all Irish today, so when I'm going to read the words Ireland, I want you to think American. I really love the words to this song. Ireland's Call. Side by side we stand like brothers, one for all and all together. We will stay united through darker days, and we'll be unbeatable forever. Ireland, Ireland, together standing tall, shoulder to shoulder, we'll answer Ireland's call. Come the day and come the hour, some will live in song and stories. We were born to follow our guiding star and to meet our destiny with glory. Ireland, Ireland, standing tall, shoulder to shoulder, we'll answer Ireland's call. Hearts of steel and heads are bowing, vowing never to be broken. We will fight until we can fight no more, till our final requiem is spoken. Ireland, Ireland, together standing tall, shoulder to shoulder, we'll answer Ireland's call. I just love the words of that song. I think because they are standing together. And that's what I talk about every day, as Americans need to be standing together. Perhaps today, since we're all a little Irish, we could stand tall together. St. Patrick's Day occurs annually, once a year, on March 17th, in observance of the death of a St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. What began as a religious feast in the 17th century has evolved into a variety of festivals across the globe, celebrating Irish culture with parades, special foods, music, dancing, and a whole lot of green. I've never drank the green beer, but I've heard that people do that. It looks kind of nasty to me, but I don't drink beer, so it all seems a little nasty to me. But today everyone is Irish, and today it is Free for All Friday. And your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. It's also the day, for those out there who put out a garden, that people plant their potatoes. So are you planting your potatoes today? Do you plan a special celebration on this day called St. Patty's Day? Or do you just take on life as usual? No big deal. I like to watch a couple of movies. One is John Wayne's The Quiet Man. That's something I like to do. And the other one is Far and Away. And that is talking, it actually is about the immigrants that came over here, and it's, oh, I can't think of his name now. I can't think of his name. Anyway, he's a bit, Tom Cruise. I think it's Tom Cruise. He's, he comes over here from Ireland, and he starts, setting up, and he and his girlfriend, which is not his girlfriend, it's a long story. Anyway, you have to see Far and Away. It's a good story. It's a fun story. So let me read an Irish blessing to you, and then we'll get on with news. How's that? An Irish blessing. May you always have a sunbeam to warm you, good luck to charm you, and a sheltering angel so nothing can harm you, laughter to cheer you, faithful friends near you, and whenever you pray, heaven to hear you. Free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. The president had another rally this week. Did you happen to see that? Did you happen to see that? I also have here, and it's a ridiculous story. I don't know how else to put it. It's just absolutely ridiculous. This artist, he's a tattoo artist. He uses his body to make a statement, regardless of what the statement is. And this is a sight that I hope I never see. I will do everything in my power not to see this sight. He doesn't like the president. And so, to show his distaste for the president, he is having a tattoo of Make America Great. I don't know how to put this and still remain a lady. Around the whole of his buttocks. He's having a tattoo put there that says Make America Great to make his statement of what he thinks of that. These are the kind of things that I'm talking about. America divided. First of all, this is stupid. I guess he shares that. I don't know. He's got an audience watching him get this tattoo, and I'm thinking I'm glad I wasn't in that audience. It's just absolutely crazy what this nation is going through with the division. I have a caller. Can you talk to me in my ear because I missed it? Skits from Nebraska is on the air. Skits, how are you today?
Well, pretty good. I just wanted to give you and your audience a heads up that Roger Stone was involved in a hit and run accident last night. And this is after over the Christmas holidays that he was given a dose of polonium. And Dr. Michael Savage, a conservative radio talk show host, someone who is advocating for our current president, he was assaulted after having dinner a couple of days ago.
I did see
so,
that.
It was on Coast to Coast. George Norrie announced it. Of course, you're not going to hear about that on the mainstream media. You're going to hear about Trayvon Martin ad infinitum, but you're not going to hear about Roger Stone getting poisoned or getting, them trying to take him out with a hit and run. So it looks like somebody's starting to play a little dirtier.
Well, they've been playing dirty, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But, yes, I did hear about Savage. I had not heard about Roger Stone having a hit and run. We're going into a break. Skits, thank you so much for letting us know about that. America needs to come together. We can come together to be Irish and drink green beer. Surely we can come together to bring America home. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is free for all Friday. We'll take your calls. Almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. We're going to go to Kurt from New Mexico. Kurt, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. Top of the morning to you, Beth Ann.
Top of the morning to you, my friend.
Hey, I heard a couple years ago, Derry Brown claimed George Washington had Irish roots. So I checked it out. And yes, he did indeed. You could trace Washington's line back over 1,000 years before, like 700. He definitely did.
He did.
And
I found
an interesting article about just punching George Washington's Irish. I found an interesting article that George Washington, half his Continental Army were Irish. Just about all his aides-de-camps or numerous generals.
Okay, you're going to give all our Irish friends a big head today.
The British blamed the Irish for the loss.
There's nobody that fights any better than the Irish.
About 1,500 years ago, there were Chaldean monks. They were the Irish Christian monks who were here before the Vikings. And even B.C., there are ancient Irish symbols found all over North America, even in New Mexico.
Very interesting. Okay. All right. Well, like I said, all Americans are Irish today, whether we are or not. I appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate you being a longtime listener. And happy St. Paddy's Day to you. We have CW. CW, how are you today?
I'm fine. Wish everybody a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you so much.
You know, I'm disgusted with all these idiot judges from Timbuktu or wherever they're from has got the power to overturn the President Trump's decisions.
Well, they don't have the power, but they're taking it.
But they're taking it. And why elect a president if he doesn't have any power to do anything? I'll tell you what I think. He has got the authority to that immigration thing. It gets right in the Constitution. I don't know why he don't just defy the order and say, I'm not taking orders from any judge but Supreme Court judges.
Yeah, what do you think they'll do?
I think, I don't know how, when he got the power right there in the Constitution, I don't see how they can overrule him.
But no, they said last night that what these judges are doing is they're not even looking at what he's written in his executive order, but they're listening to what he said when he was running his campaign and said he was going to ban Muslims, which he did say that, but they took that out of context, too. They take everything out of context.
But this whole thing, they couldn't care less about the Muslims. They're Obama appointees. Obama failed as a president, and all they're interested in is keeping Trump from keeping his promise to the people of the country. He promised to do this, and all they're interested in is stopping Trump because they don't care about the Muslims.
It was yesterday that I read an article from a friend, and he was explaining the Constitution and the Republic. And they're against the Republic, CW. That's what they're against. All of this is against the Republic. They called his inauguration speech dark. And, of course, what did he say? Today we restore the Republic.
Yeah, I just don't see how that they can allow one judge someplace to overturn. It ought to be some that we had a Congress worth their salt. They'd pass a bill that said that the judges don't have the right to overturn the presidential authority.
Mm. Well, I don't know how this is going to play out, but I'll tell you what, the American people are getting sick and tired of it.
They sure are. I'm not. But what can they do about it? They can holler and they can protest. They can do everything, but they just go right ahead and do what they want to do. And I don't know. Trump or just defy the order and say, I'm not going to obey the order and just continue his travel ban. That's what I do.
Well, let's see what he does. I think he's considering it. CW,
yeah.
Thank you so much for your support and for your call.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. We have Alice from Missouri. Alice, how are you today?
I'm good, Beth Ann. I'm good.
And you're a first-time caller. Thank you. Thank you for joining me.
I am. I listen to you quite often, but I am a first-time caller. And the reason this is emotional for me.
Okay.
There are two ladies here in Boone County, and I have tried to help what I could. I'm just a speck in the dirt, but I'm sure everybody has been hearing about the fires out in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas.
Yes.
Of the ranchers.
Yes.
Well, these two girls thought they would just get together, you know, a few loads of hay and all out there. Well, let me tell you, it has went like a bombshell. They had a convoy left this morning at 9 o'clock from Midway truck stop.
Wow.
Headed to Inglewood, Kansas, and they are loaded. We have people that have donated hay, farm supplies, food, clothing, just you name it, what ranchers could use. And what they were mostly needing was hay and T-posts, you know, to mill fence, and barbed wire, and milk supplements for baby calves that lost their mamas. And then we have another convoy that is leaving in the morning from the same location headed to Gates, Oklahoma.
Wow.
And they are taking donations for the GoFund. And when you were talking about some of the Americans are not happy, let me tell you, I believe those Americans are going to be very happy to see that.
You bet they will.
That
is about coming home, isn't it? Isn't that what it's about? Americans coming together to help one another. We don't care. You know, it is emotional, Alice. You don't care where you're from.
That's right. I said, here, I didn't, you know, we donated some hay, and I had a brother-in-law up in Marshall that donated a semi-load. I've had people writing checks for hundreds of dollars.
And
they didn't even put a name in it. I could have went shopping. But
That's what we're supposed to do. May I ask you a favor,
yeah.
Alice? Next time
something
like this comes up, call me ahead of time and let me see if we can even get some more help, okay?
Well, I was meeting my husband for breakfast. I just came from the chiropractor.
Well, but if we'd have known a couple of weeks ago, we could have maybe helped get some more help or at least some more people there to rally. It would be wonderful.
Well, I think we are going to try to get another set up again for here in a couple of 3 weeks because those people are going to need hay quite some time. And it's gonna, there's thousands of
acres
that need to be refenced.
You know, thank you so much for sharing a positive.
Well, it was just a spur of the moment to call when I was coming down the road listening to you, and I thought, somebody needs to call in and tell her about this.
I'm so thankful that you did, Alice. Thank you so much. Our prayers go with all of our Americans that are suffering across this nation. These fires are horrible. You know, these storms that come through, they're horrible, and they need our help. They're our brothers and our sisters. They are our neighbors, even though they're not next door. Thank you, Alice. I appreciate it so much. You have a wonderful weekend. We hear so much bad stuff. It's so wonderful to hear about people coming together to help one another. Brothers and sisters, all Americans. Now, you know, Americans are a generous people. On the whole, we are a generous people. We go to other nations when they have tragedies and we help them out. We go to our neighbors. You know, when I lost my home in a fire, so many people I didn't even know sent me something, a donation, whether it was money or clothes or a box full of kitchen utensils. You know, that's what it's about, is helping one another. That's what it's about. If we can't do that, we're not much of a nation. We, like I said, we hear so much bad. I don't even want to talk about anything bad now. That's kind of what we do, though, here is we tell the bad news and then we try to tell the solution. And the solution is exactly what Alice said. It's the people. It's you. And it's me. We've heard the mainstream media give one fake news after the other, and everything is about Russia. You know, it reminds me of the classic Brady Bunch, where the one daughter was so tired about hearing about her older sister, she goes, "Marcia, Marcia, Marcia." Well, I kind of feel the same way about Russia, Russia, Russia. Well, Russia. John McCain is going to battle with Rand Paul. I think he's met his match. So they don't agree on NASA. I'm sorry, on NATO. NATO. I'll get it right here in a second. McCain and Rand Paul don't agree on NATO. And of course, Rand Paul agrees with Donald Trump on this. And John McCain never agrees on anything with Donald Trump. So John McCain accuses Rand Paul of being an agent for Russian President Vladimir Putin. We believe McCain has lost it. Rand Paul comes back. Well, you know, I'll tell you what he said when we come back from a break. That's what I'll do. I'll tell you what he said. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio, and it's free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. We are all Irish today. We are all Americans, and we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Lisa, why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interest, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free For All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Okay. I gave you a little teaser as we were going into the break. So John McCain accuses, because they don't agree, he doesn't agree with Rand Paul or Donald Trump, about renegotiating NATO. So he accuses Rand Paul of being a Russian agent for Vladimir Putin. And Rand Paul says, you know, I think he makes a really, really strong case for term limits. I think maybe he's past his prime. I think maybe he's gotten a little bit unhinged. McCain has been making a fool out of himself. He really has. It's just, why would you... Here we go back to this Russian thing. They're not letting go of it. The mainstream media ignores everything that's coming through with all the investigations. They just keep ignoring it all. You know, the wiretap, they're fine with that not happening. But the Russians, they had to have done something. And somebody was in on it with them. I listen to some of the mainstream media, the little clips. I don't listen to, I can't, well, I don't see TV during the day. So when something's happening, I just don't see it or hear it unless somebody tells me, or it pops up in a tweet, you know, an article or news flash in a tweet, news breaking news. But as I was thinking yesterday, it kind of come to my mind, and I thought, you know, I'm going to look it up. All we're hearing are either half-truths or lies. So the mainstream media, all of them that hate Trump, they keep hammering the same lies over and over and over again, and many people are now believing them. Whether it's Russia, whether it's that he wants to ban all Muslims, which is not true. We saw the commercials that they're using children. And some of the children believe that he doesn't like any black people. And that's not true. They just keep hammering and hammering the lies. Joseph Goebbels said, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and/or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie. And thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. If you tell a lie big enough and long enough, and just keep repeating it, the lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and military consequences of that lie. Think about each one of the statements in this paragraph. We are no different than others. If we continue to listen, you know, it's like they say with computers, garbage in, garbage out. If you keep listening to the lie, you're eventually going to believe it. I've had some of you call that are believing the lies now. Some people want to believe them because they just don't like the man. So they want to believe any lie, any derogatory statement against the president. You know, he sat there yesterday, I think I heard it yesterday, I don't know when he made the statement, talking about Schumer and how he's doing a disservice to the people. And he is, because of their obstruction of the administration. Donald Trump didn't elect himself. The people of the United States of America elected him, and it was fair and square. It wasn't the Russians. And so it is the people that they're truly obstructing. The Republic that they're truly obstructing. Yesterday I read an article to you called Needful Things, and immediately after I got off air, I had phone calls wanting that article. I'm going to post it, I hope, sometime today, tonight, this weekend, on my blog, on the website, so you can go to csctalkradio.com. Or you can go back and listen to the show. It's already there on the podcast. I thanked Michael Small, who wrote the article, for it. I thought he did a very good job of putting things together and explaining them to us. Lies are the enemy of the truth. And the truth is the enemy of the state if they're putting lies to you. We've seen politicians, both Republican and Democrat, we've seen them lie time after time after time. You know, they go off on President Obama. If you want your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your insurance, you can keep your insurance. We knew it was a lie from the beginning. But how many other lies have we heard? You know, we're going to defund Planned Parenthood. We're going to defund Obamacare. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Just give us the majority. So we did that back in 2012 to the Republicans, and they did nothing. Now, they can claim, well, it wouldn't have done any good because President Obama was going to veto it. You know what? I want to see what you're going to do. He'll stand accountable for what he does. But the reason Donald Trump got elected was because they didn't do what they were elected to do. And now we see it again. They're arguing over this Obamacare, this repeal or replace. To me, it's more complicated than it ought to be. Well, we have to go through certain procedures. We have to do this. We have to do that first. And then we can do this. Then I just want to just smack them. Like Plastic Pelosi. But first we have to pass it and then we'll read it. To me, that was ignorance gone to seed, but it was also a little treasonous against the people. Passing something you haven't read. You don't know what's in it. So you've got to pass it and subject the American people to it. And even though the Democrats have to understand it's been a failure, while maybe a few Americans have gained insurance by it, the majority of the American people have been hurt by it. There can be something better. You know, it's never going to be better if the government's involved. Never. Ever. And it's not health care, it's insurance. Don't let them keep telling you it's health care, because that's one of the lies. They've named it something that it is not. It's insurance. I heard O'Reilly say that the other night. I think he's listening. It's insurance. It's not health care. Health care is when you go to the doctor. And they give you an exam and they say, you know, you got something a little wacky here. We're gonna treat that. That's health care. Figuring out how you're paying for it is another situation. If they want to know why it's expensive, that's what they want to look into it. I had it out. I had a bad experience yesterday evening trying to pick up medicine that I'm on. Just changed insurances. Guess what? I can't get it. Not at a decent price. It's craziness. Absolute craziness. They bid up, not down. It's astronomical what they're doing to the American people. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. It is free for all Friday. And we the people, that republic, we're tired of listening to lies. And we will be right back.
The reason why I can't move on. I lay my heart on these tracks.
Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. Have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. We have Philip from Missouri. Philip, how are you today?
Yes, ma'am. How are you this morning, Beth Ann?
I'm good. Thank you, sir.
All right. I got a idea to put forth to you. Now, the fine senators and representatives we have in our nation's capital have very fine health care. They
yes,
have very
they
fine health care clear up until the day they die.
Yep.
How come we can't get very fine health care just like that, just what they've got for everybody else in America? It's not that hard. It is not rocket science.
Because we're paying for theirs, too, you know.
I understand that. You're not just a whooping. So if those boys have that kind of health care, well, okay. Then maybe they ought to get on the health care bandwagon that Mr. Obama had forced down our throats.
I agree with you 100%. I think that they need to be living by the same rules as the American people. They think they're in an ivory tower there in D.C., and you know what? We maybe need to raid that tower, bring them down a notch or two. But
well, somebody needs to kick the bucket out from underneath them, because if they think they're that, and it's the same old deal. I've seen it ever since I've been growing up.
Oh yeah.
It's like when Jimmy Carter, he went in there and they had the Iran deal over when they had them hostages. Mm. He slapped a ban on students and everybody and shipped them right out of the country, and And nobody said two words.
Never a word. Never a word. Never a word about it. Yes,
no,
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It is. It's hypocrisy for sure. Thank you so much, Philip. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Have a good day. Appreciate your time. Bye.
Thank you. We have Bill from Missouri. Bill, how are you today?
Oh, okay. Just really short. I wonder if anyone's noticed since Trump is in there that all the terrorist activities kind of way slowed down, all the attacks and things. But with these terrible liberal judges, I wanted to call them. I'm not mad at the person. It's the devil that's in there. They're
right.
Crazy.
Right.
That's blocking all of his trying to keep these vermin out of here. And, you know, it's just going to be a matter of time. If they block all that, then it's going to be on the liberal, blood's going to be on the liberal judges and people's hands. They're going to go after soft targets, you know, like schools and hospitals.
That's right.
And churches. That's all I wanted to say. I wonder if anybody noticed that.
All right. Appreciate it, Bill. Also,
right.
I have an article here in my hand that it says the immigrants are canceling their food stamps for fears of being deported. The illegal immigrants are canceling their food stamps for fear of being deported. The activity at the, I want to say the wall, but the wall's not there yet. The activity at the border has slowed down just in fear of what a strong president might do. We also know that President Barack Obama did deport numerous large numbers of aliens. They don't call them that. They think that's a dirty word, but it's not. It's just an explanation. It's just what they are. I'm a citizen. They're an alien. I have here in my hand where it's an article from Fox News. When Trump's in office, the coal mining town begins making a comeback. Hazard, Kentucky is one of those small coal mining towns with one main road snaking through the hollow. Both sides of the road are lined with a handful of retail stores and restaurants. The windows on about half of those stores are now covered with newspaper. The signs out front say closed. That's what happens in one industry town when the president turns against the industry. Carla Hall at Tiny Feltner's Barbershop, right on the main road, knows that all too well. My business went down tremendously. But it's going to start turning around because President Trump is going to lift some of the regulations. It's not anything that's going to make America dirty. We've got clean air. But he's going to lift some of these regulations and put these coal miners back to work. Make America great again by putting people back to work. That's what we need to do. They act like that's something horrible. And they'll talk about the Russians, and they'll talk about this, and they'll talk about that on the mainstream media, but they won't talk about the heart of the president. Donald Trump called the fiancé of a woman who was killed by an illegal alien back in Los Angeles. He said a man whose fiancé was killed in a car crash by an allegedly intoxicated illegal alien has revealed that President Donald Trump personally called to offer his condolences. Now, I saw the father of this young woman talking on Fox News one evening. This has been several weeks ago, maybe even a couple of months ago, talking about the loss of his daughter and how when you wake up one morning, you need to make sure that you tell everyone you love them because you don't know how long they're going to be with you. Well, this is something that they won't talk about with Donald Trump, his love for the American people. His love for the American people. Now, the woman that was killed, she was Hispanic, but she was an American citizen. She was here. Every tragedy in this nation hurts America. Every loss. Everything. I have an article that I posted regarding somebody's statement that they don't believe that a dismembered fetus was inhumane. We've lost our way in this nation. But today, we're all Irish. I pray today we're all Americans. That we feel that coming together to take hay, to take food, to take the things needed to our brothers and sisters who are suffering from a fire, or from a storm, or from some other tragedy. First, God, our families and our nation. An Irish prayer. May God give you, for every storm, a rainbow, for every tear, a smile, for every care, a promise, and a blessing in each trial. For every problem life sends, a faithful friend to share. For every sigh, a sweet song, an answer for each and every prayer. It's time for America to come together and bring America home.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.